A few days ago, I did a video on bhakti yoga, the yoga of devotion, and today I'm going to share with you one of the ways that you can practice bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is the yoga of the Hindu tradition that offers total surrender and faith to God and develops our capacity to love. It is said when realization is reached on this path of devotion that you will love all and hate none. It is not about generating love for personal gain. Bhakti yoga is said to be the easiest way to reach the divine. And I would agree with that statement, and I will explain why that has been true in my own practice in a little bit later in this video. As with any teaching, there is no right or wrong or better best. There's only the way that resonates with you the most and allows you to awaken and express your own highest self for the benefit of all beings in the world. And that's going to be unique for each one of us. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I teach Yin Yoga, Restorative Yoga, Hatha Yoga, and Yoga Nidra. I'm a student of Tibetan Buddhism in the lineage of Dharma Ocean. If you're new here, welcome. I put out a video every Monday and Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on my main channel. I release a one-hour video there. I'd love to have you subscribe. In the previous video, I spoke about how my practice of the yoga of devotion has changed over the last 5 years as I become a student of Tibetan Buddhism and taken refuge in the lineage of Dharma Ocean. In this video, I'm going to talk a little bit about the five bhavas. There's bhavas are a form of bhakti yoga, and they're a way of expressing love. They're kind of mood or feeling, the kind of different attitudes that the devotee may express to the divine. In 2012, I created a series of short 30-minute videos for our members centered around each of the five bhavas. Each video contained hatha yoga and concluded with a mudra or mantra with chanting. And the way I used to experience the five bhavas was similar to the way that I talked about experiencing bhakti yoga in the previous video. It was in a totally external way. It was something to be delivered outwards rather than offered at the feet of the divine within. In other words, it was something that somebody else was able to demonstrate for another somebody else. Now, since the summer of 2016, I have been studying in the lineage of Tibetan Buddhism. And a lot has shifted in my experience of the divine and devotion since 2012. Now I believe I am worthy of these attitudes of devotion. I believe the divine within me is a worthy recipient. And I also believe I have everything within me to be able to offer them into the world. I can and should just as lavishly offer them to myself as a natural expression. And then that will flow out of me into the world when I have laid them at my own feet. So what are the five bhavas? Shanta bhav, this is the first one. Shanta bhav is the attitude of peace. I used to use the example of Gandhi as an example of peace in his life. And I still think it's a really good idea to reflect in your own life for heroes and people who inspire you to live in peace. And Gandhi's a great one. But now I think of peace as something that I can offer myself, my highest self. I may sit quietly in meditation. I might make sure to have less screen time, time in nature, time to just let my mind float, or time in quiet. So what does an attitude of peace mean to you? Maybe let me know in the comments. In July of 2019, our members are going to be spending the entire month focusing on the five bhavas and cultivating maybe one bhav or all of the five as they feel inspired using the classes that we filmed for guidance. Now, the second one is dasya bhav, and this is to take the attitude of a servant. Again, following the past examples of Hanuman being a servant to Ram. And I do think it's a good idea to find examples outside of us to inspire us. At this time, however, dasya bhav for me is this attitude about surrendering my life, you know, my wishful thinking, my ideas and thoughts and beliefs about how things should be. This is about taking refuge in life as it is. It's about letting go of my ambition, my agenda, and laying myself bare at the feet of the divine within. So what does it mean for you to be a servant to your higher self, or to be in service? Sakyabhava is the third one. With Sakyabhava, one cultivates reverence towards God as an attitude of friendship. And here, I used to turn towards Arjuna and Krishna as the archetypes. Krishna may have been the god, but he was Arjuna's most intimate friend. And I used to see this as cultivating an attitude of friendship with the divine. And to me, this is one of the bhavs that has shifted most for me. It's about cultivating friendliness towards myself. It's about sleeping when I'm tired, not overworking myself, feeding myself when I'm hungry, treating myself with kindness. It's about talking to myself kindly. It's about being my own best friend, also being kind and friendly as I can with others. It's about being in right relationship with myself and others. The fourth one is Vatsalya Bhav. This is another bhav where I feel I used to have some distance from its expression and also understanding. So this is an attitude of maternal love, and I used to find its expression in Durga as a mother. And I'm not sure why now. It was an external, and it was really at arm's length for me before. And now I would see this attitude of maternal love much more related to the earth element, the spleen and stomach meridians, and as a way to receive nourishment, care, and love and support. For me, this has been a way to mother myself and in turn to offer that maternal love outwards as well. Madhurya Bhav, this is the fifth one. And the final Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, is the attitude of love where God is viewed as a sweetheart or as a lover. This is said to be the most intimate and highest form of devotion. Here, Radha and Krishna are the archetypes, and the relationship of Radha and Krishna are the embodiment of love and passion and devotion. So Radha's passion for Krishna symbolizes the soul's intense longing and willingness for the ultimate unification with God. Sri Krishna is the soul of Radha, and Radha is definitely the soul of Sri Krishna. She is the undivided form of Sri Krishna. And with Madhurya Bhav, one cultivates the attitude of the lover. So I would say that this is the bhav that I still have the most distance from and room for development and connection with. And I still feel distance from this bhav. And I can see how having these archetypes and stories can be helpful with to connect the attitude and feeling. And I feel like we have a lot of fictional stories and movies and images to help us connect with this kind of love. So these are the five bhavs that we will return to through the short 30-minute hatha videos, yoga classes, the mantras and the mudras and the teachings in July of 2019 in our membership community. If you'd like to join us, I'll leave a link in the show notes and there'll be a card above. So let me know in the comments which attitude you would most like to cultivate right now. Peace, service, friendship, maternal love, or the attitude of a lover. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.